Welcome to the Gruntfree Press Podcast, episode 143. I still don't know why I do this every week, yet here I am. Some kind of like 5 minutes of hate type of thing, type, you know, like therapy or something, you know, like fucking just something I can do to vent, vent maybe for an hour or so, keep myself from going nuts, or either that or like something to try to fill the void of the complete lack of human contact in my life, even though this doesn't really count as human contact, because again, I'm just talking to myself pretty much, but whatever. It's just something to vocalize the madness in my head. Plus, I really have nothing better to do. To be honest, that's like the real reason, I think. Just like, oh, I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning right now, just rolled out of bed, and I don't know what the fuck else am I going to do. I could go over to www.gruntfreepress.com if I wanted to, and so could you. Or you could email podcast@gruntfreepress.com just to throw some ideas out there. I'm absolute deicide. I'll just try not to say too many times. Just catching myself early. I'm just some dude, just meat meat and bone. This is a video game show, but occasionally we'll dip out of that and talk about other things, like polar bears, giant polar bears, man eating polar bears. The terror is airing on AMC. The show, the terror. It's a show. It's a mini series. It's based on a book by Dan Simmons that I read when that came out like 10, 11 years ago, something like that. It's been a while. I just picked that up and I've heard about it in weird fucking whatever horror fucking magazines and shit. I read like I don't even know what I was reading, but I was like, I saw that shit and it's like, people saying it's pretty much Jaws. It's polar bear Jaws is what they were selling it as. It's like, it's just Jaws, but it's fucking up in the Arctic and it's fucking a polar bear instead of a shark and shit. And I'm like, yeah, sounds pretty fucking cool. I'm interested in that. So I picked it up and I read it and shit. And I mean, the story, it's not like quite that simple. The story, the terror, The setting they base it on is based on a true story about these English explorers that were trying to find a passage. You know, I always get this confused: the fucking the Arctic or the Antarctic? I don't know. I don't even know. One of the poles they're going for. They're trying to find like a passage through the ice there, and they end up getting stuck in the ice for years, and nobody knew where they were exactly. So they all ended up fucking dying and shit. Obviously, you know, like nobody could find their ships there. The Terror was the name of one of them. That's where the Terror comes from. Kind of a double entendre. The fucking Terror of the ship and polar bear Jaws that's going after him in the book. So it was the Terror and the Erebus were the two ships, and they got stuck in the ice and shit, and everybody fucking ended up dying. Nobody could even find the ships like afterwards for forever. Like 100 years, however the math works out there. Nobody found the ships like at all. So it's just like they're pretty much just like a lost expedition type of thing. Until like I think it was like recently, like a few years back, that they actually found the ships and shit. But definitely after the book released anyway, like a few years after that, it was like, it was cool. I fucking read the book. I was like, cool. That's something I've never heard of before. Like something weird fucking true story about these ships getting fucking caught in the ice. And then fucking, I read somewhere like, they found these two ships. Like, they were fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I just like tied and like swung around to that. I'm like, wow, that's fucking weird and pretty fucking cool. But, that part of like the setting, like that part's true. And I'd never heard of it until I'd read the book, obviously. But I'm like, that shit sounds cool. It's something just little trivia, fucking again, just something to learn about anyway. The polar bear part is fucking made up, though. Yeah, because it's not just like a normal polar bear, or even like a really big jaws. Again, it's not like just like a super exaggerated, like just a really fucking big, big fucking polar bear. Yeah, I'm gonna kind of spoil the show a little bit, but not really. I mean, it's like three episodes in, and the bear, the thing, whatever you want to call it, the monster, it started killing people and shit, and they're making it like really apparent, even when like the first couple episodes, that it's not, it's not just like it's not just like a fucking giant bear. It's it's something supernatural. It's like an Eskimo spirit bear that mauls the shit out of the fucking disrespectful fucking white men that dares to fucking challenge Mother Nature, like that kind of thing. It's like a fucking like Eskimo legend type thing. So something like that. I mean, I remember the end of the book. It's just, I read the whole thing, and just, I read the book, and then like towards the end, it's like, man, this is getting like really fucking just like out there and fucking weird. Yeah, a lot of it's like, a lot of it's like fucking very like technical about how ships work and fucking ice, and they're just like describing the fucking area they're in, and and fucking just pretty like down to earth, and like then like towards the end, they spend like 700 pages of the book fucking building up the mystery, then it's just kind of like, to have like the end of it's just like, I don't know, like Eskimo stuff happened, like, fucking some weird fucking supernatural shit, like just like, just like really fucking like mystic and fucking out there and shit at the end. It's just really, really strange ending. I mean, the book's not an easy read either, at all. It's 700 or 800 pages long, and every character in it, it's old timey fucking British fucking sailors and shit, so you have to deal with that dialect. And yeah, it's because the entire thing just takes place on the two ships for the most part. It's just fucking, it's like, hey, these two ships that are fucking stuck in the ice for pretty much the entire book. It's really fucking in depth, really fucking detailed about intricate descriptions of, it's like, this is like the ship, every fucking compartment, every fucking nook and cranny of the ship, the food stores, like, how many cans of fucking like peaches they have and shit, and it's the effects of scurvy, and just like ice, just like long fucking, like almost like entire chapters of just like, this is ice, like this is how fucking like ice works, like the density of the ice, the ships are stuck in, is how the ice is moving, like the ice flows, how they move in that area and why, and salinity of the fucking of the water, and the fucking the speed of it, and the possibilities of how each fucking each flow can move. It gets really fucking in depth about all that shit. Like, that makes it just like almost some parts are like painful to read. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, yeah, I get it. They're in the fucking ice. Check. Okay, let's move on. There's fucking, like fucking 40 pages of that shit. I get that type of like granular fucking detail like helps flesh out, they're trying to like really like paint the picture, like flesh out the story there. But I mean, the way the book's written, it's like you're reading like a fucking Wikipedia page, or it was, Dan Simmons making fucking like research notes that just like, all right, here's my notes, and just he's copied and pasted it into the fucking into his book type of deal. It's just like, the story itself is comes to a dead stop. It's like, it's time to learn about pack ice here for fucking 40 pages. Just because of that, I want to say it's a great book. I mean, I liked it and shit. It was good. I mean, I enjoyed it overall. But I think that like the reason if I didn't like give a shit about like, that story, I was like, I kind of want to learn about the true shit. Like, if I didn't give a shit about that, like, I'd be like, man, this book kind of sucks. But you feel like you're studying for your fucking naval officer's exam or something, and in fucking like 1800, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that's what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be learning about for a lot of it. It's not just like some fucking, cheap, again, it's not just like cheap, polar bear jaws, like a giant fucking bear, like mauling people the whole time is pretty fucking dense. Yeah, I mean, but I think the story itself was good. I mean, as I was reading it, I was thinking, like, you know, I was just like, oh, if somebody like took all this shit and like really pared it down to like just the story, like, it's like the core story, and took all like the exhaustive details, and if you're gonna use that, and just like, you know, use that as like fucking, you know, if you're gonna make like a movie out of it or whatever, and you know, just fucking like, oh, cool, we have all these details, we can take like this entire fucking chapter and just use that as a guide to, you know, like a visual fucking a visual guide to make like, you know, here's the fucking whatever, the galley of the ship, here you go, you know what I mean, just fucking this is like background information type of thing. So it's like, yeah, if they did that, you know, and again, just pared everything down to like movie length, you know, that's like, then it would be fucking Polar Bear Jaws. It'd be pretty cool. It is, you know, some good gory shit in there, you know? So, yeah. So then, yeah, the TV show came out, started coming out anyway. It's still going. Yeah, I watched the first three episodes of it, and it's okay. I mean, just okay. It does start off slow as fuck. I mean, there's a lot of fucking British wankers talking to each other, as you'd expect. But yeah, they didn't do a great job of like making the dialogue engaging, I don't think. It seems like, you know, it's like you're watching a fucking play, you know? It's like everyone's kind of like stiff and talking to each other, just like standing still and like whatever, and just visually it looks kind of cheap, I think. Like most of it's CGI, like even like the, you know, the backgrounds and shit, obviously they didn't actually like make ships and like, you know, put them in fucking ice somewhere, you know. It's just everything's pretty much just like green screen. And yeah, I mean, it's on AMC, and you know, The Walking Dead, same shit, you know. I don't think their digital effects are really that great. And yeah, I mean, that's the thing too, is just because the story relies on the environment pretty much, like, you know, it's just like trying to get across how brutal the cold is, and just, you know, and how fucking like isolated the ships are, and just like how fucking like just nothing's out there, like just how it's just miles and miles of fucking just absolute fucking nothing, you know, just ice is pretty much all they're looking at. Yeah, so I mean, they really gotta like sell that shit, and just, yeah, the shit's got this, like the visuals have to look like really fucking like sharp and real, and just, and watching the show, it's like, yeah, it's okay, you know. Again, it's like, yeah, so it's passable, I guess, but something not really great. That but it is good. What is good though, I mean, the gore is good. I mean, the fucking, you know, the fucking when the thing attacks, it's pretty good. You know, Walking Dead level, you know, fucking limbs getting torn off and fucking decapitations and, you know, shit like that. They're fucking giving the crew like autopsies, and yeah, that looks fucking great. I mean, thumbs up on that, on like the practical effects and shit. Like that gore is fucking really good. Again, I'm like three episodes in. They're kind of like teasing the bear right now, like just fucking showing little glimpses of it, and doesn't look too, like the little like glimpses that you get, I'm like, yeah, it doesn't quite look like a bear. Again, it isn't a fucking bear. It's fucking whatever. But yeah, it's like I can only imagine like what it's gonna end up looking like when you know, they do like the full reveal of it at some point. I'm sure it was fucking like, oh, here the thing, you know, here's the thing. It's just gonna be like all CG, so it just could be like a complete fucking hilarious fucking disaster. You know what I mean? Could be fucking hysterical. So looking forward to that. And yeah, I mean, there's just been a lot of bear stuff recently. Huh? I mean, it's fucking polar bear. I mean, the fucking get the new Grunt Free Press site logo there, drawn by Kiwi Bear. We had the fucking pit people. We had that cosmic bear. Fucking bears seem to be fucking everywhere right now. It's fucking very strange. This might be the year of the bear. I think last year was it last year, it was the fucking year of the Baba Yaga. This fucking Baba Yaga was everywhere, and fucking this bears everywhere this year. No, it's fucking even on. You know, I fucking like use Gab and shit, and fucking. So yeah, it's pretty usually pretty fucking dead over there, and then fucking one day it's fucking like, oh, people are following you, fucking bear, 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 everyone with fucking bears in their names and shit. It's fucking popping up everywhere because his Owen Benjamin got fucking permanently banned from like Twitter and some shit with YouTube too. So yeah, it's fucking everyone moved over to Gab for a day. You know what I mean? It's fucking just like a few people. It's, you know, it's fucking a dozen people or so. Just up bears, bears, bears everywhere again for a day. Then it kind of died down. But Yeah, speaking of cults, I finished Far Cry 5. And by that, of course, I mean I freed all of the regions, confronted the cult leader there, saw the credits, and I mean, I didn't do like every little thing in the game. I didn't like 100% have like everything. Like that would fucking probably take like 100 hours or so. I mean, I'm just like, get to the end of like the main story. Got one ending anyway. I mean, I guess there's multiple endings you can get. I'm not sure exactly like what the conditions are for reaching the different endings, but because again, I could look it up in 2 seconds, but I'm not a fucking researcher. I'm not a fucking Dan Simmons over here. I think I got one of the bad endings, which as usual, I thought it's like, yeah, cool. It's probably like the bad ending, but I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, I actually like what I got, because I generally like fucking bad endings in games, movies, and shit. Just fucking real downers, you know. Just I mean, it didn't fucking make a whole lot of sense what happened what happened there, but I liked it. I mean, I definitely didn't see it coming. I'm like, all right, I know where this is going, kind of. And then fucking like, just like it's fucking like really strange, fucking like downer ending. I'm like, all right, that's kind of cool. Like whatever. So, spoilers coming up. I'm gonna spoil the ending. If you're new, by the way, if you're new to the show, I mean, I give up fucking spoilers here. Like whatever, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm not gonna talk about it. Who's gonna fucking whatever? I fucking whatever. Just because, yeah, I'm not getting these fucking games here. I'm not a fucking review. I'm not a fucking reviewer or whatever. You know, I'm not a fucking games reviewer. I buy my games with my own fucking money, like everybody else, and fucking play them with everybody else. Either keep up or fuck off, pretty much is my saying, or whatever. By fuck off, I mean, you could just probably just, fast forward or like 5 minutes or so, but whatever it is, 5-10 minutes maybe, but if you really care that much, but believe me, you're not going to miss too much. The last fucking mission there is pretty bullshit. It sucks pretty bad. You're fighting the cult leader there, Joe Seed, I think, Joseph Seed, something like that, but like the cult leader's name is. So yeah, you're finally like confronting him after like going after him the entire game, and yeah, he's turned all your companions that you could take with you, and they're all on his side. Because he's using the drug thing, the fucking drug, the mind control drug he's been using to fucking turn people. Like I guess he used all that, used that on your fucking companions, which they never really explain. Like it's fucking the ones that you're with, like you bring into the fucking last mission. It's like, oh no, well I don't know, just don't even explain it. Like fucking like, oh, here they are on his side now, and I just saw everybody else like fucking 2 seconds ago, but there they are. So yeah, I mean the drug, they have like the mind, when people are under mind control, those fucking green clouds appear over everybody's heads. It's fucking, it just means they're fucking mind controlled. Looks pretty fucking retarded, but yeah, fucking goofy game, I guess. But yeah, on my first attempt there, I'm doing the last fucking mission, and I'm like, all right, well, all my fucking companions are there. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try like not to shoot any of them at all. Just fucking run away from them and fucking shoot the cult leader. Should make sense for like a boss fight, I was thinking. I wasn't even like really thinking about like the ending I'd be get. Like again, I was like, I don't really care about the ending, but I just don't want to fucking like end up killing these fucking people. Yeah, I'm just fucking like, I don't like how big of dicks they're gonna be about this shit. Like, if it goes to like after the credits, like, all right, if I beat this last mission here, and then fucking then when I'm sure they'll inevitably fucking let you back into the open world again to just roam around and like clean up and shit, but But it's like, oh, if I fucking end up like killing the companions here, if they're gonna be like, oh, you know, the characters you killed are fucking like gone for good or whatever, or like, you know, that's like their little fucking moment at the end, like their little twist of like, oh no, you just killed those guys, and they're gonna get like fucking meta video game about it, like fucking like, oh no, you should have thought about your actions or some shit. So I wasn't sure. I'm like, is it gonna be like, all right, so I'm gonna drop these guys here, and then you're not gonna be able to use them like later on. So that's what I was worried about. So I'm like, you know, I don't want to fucking like reload a fucking another save and like try to do like the last mission again or whatever, or fucking just, not have those fucking companions anymore type of deal. So yeah, it didn't go well trying to do it like that, trying to like not shoot them, like trying to avoid hitting them. Yeah, they'd all fucking like flank the shit out of me and fucking blast me with like shotguns and shit from behind, like surround me, and I just get fucking murdered in seconds every time I try doing that. So, I tried doing it a couple times. I'd be like, all right, well, what if I just, like, crouch behind fucking, like, hay bales here and, you know, just, like, pop out every now and then, like, shit like that. Like, play, like, really defensively and just like, nah, it didn't work. I just fucking just kept getting murdered. And then, like, you know, after a few times of that, I'm like, all right, dude, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot him. Like, whatever happens, happens. So, I started shooting them, and then fucking, you know, I dropped the first one, and it's like, they don't die immediately. They just fucking, like, drop to the ground. You can, like, revive them. You know, like fucking, they were like, you can't, you know, if you were just with them in the game before, if they die or whatever, you know, they fucking, they'll drop down and fucking like there'll be like a circle above them. You can run up and revive them and shit. So that's what happens once you drop them. But yeah, I mean the cult leader can do the same thing too. Like he'll run over and try to revive them. And yeah, I mean that's the trick to the final fight there where. It depends on whoever revives them. They'll fight on his side, you know. They'll be that person's ally and like fight with them. They'll be like under that person's mind control or whatever on that person's side. Either you or the fucking the cult leader, you know. So that's kind of neat, but it just turns into a fucking mess after a while. Like yeah, it's broken up into like three waves, right? So it's like, you know, the first wave, you know, when you first fucking go into the mission, there's like three or four of your fucking companions that are on his side, and, you know, you're fucking, you know, they're fighting on his side, you're fucking shooting them, knocking them down, fucking reviving them. So then it's like, yeah, you turn the tide as they come up to your side, they're helping you out, and then, like, by the end, it's like, all right, so it's you and these fucking three companions all fucking fighting the, John Seed there. Johnny Appleseed, and yeah, so you fucking do that. I mean, you do that the first wave of the three companions, and it's fucking. It's like all right, so then like another like section opens up, and you and the fucking your three companions like move on to the next wave, and that now there's fucking eight. They have eight fucking people there that are fucking, you know, all on fucking his side, you know. So it gets fucking like real chaotic, just fucking, you know, a bunch of people just like drop in, and they're all fucking like waiting to be revived. They're all fucking wiggling around on the fucking ground and shit. And it's like, yeah, you know, you're going up trying to fucking revive them, and you're just getting like shot in the back, you know. So it's like really like extended periods of time where you're just fucking like looking at somebody's fucking, you know, back. Somebody's back as they're wiggling on the ground, waiting for fucking like the revive wheel to fill up. Yeah, and then there's like a final wave where there's, you know, there's add more people. It's like, I don't know, like 12 people or so, and just like, dude, so now I'm like barely fucking firing a gun. It's just all, you know, it's a fucking like joke of just fucking just constant fucking reviving, you know. And it's got to be a fucking joke, you'd think. Yeah, so yeah, eventually, you know, you just keep doing that, and eventually you kill good old Joey Seed there. And then, you know, then you get out, I got, again, down the ending I got was, you know, this fucking, like, odd, dark, fucking, just, you know, it's just a fucking, like, really downer ending, and I'm not even entirely sure what happened there. I mean, they give you a choice at the end. It's like, all right, do you want to take the cult leader in, you know, do you want to, like, confront him finally? Do you want to fucking, like, kill him? Or do you want to fucking, like, walk away type of deal? yeah, I mean, I didn't play through the entire fucking game to, like, not kill this faggot. So, it's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking, like, fight him or whatever. If he was just like, all right, take him into custody. Like, try to take him into custody again or just, like, walk away type of deal. So, I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm going to fucking, like, confront him or whatever, however that means. Whatever that means. And just, Yeah, so you start doing that, and then fucking just a random fucking atomic bomb goes off. It's fucking just out of nowhere. Just a big fucking mushroom cloud in the fucking mountains. I mean, everybody starts fucking like running away, and you have to you get into a fucking truck, and you have to drive. You know, you're driving to a bunker, and just fucking, you know, you're on the road driving. And this fucking the entire forest is just being engulfed in flames, and fucking deer are sprinting out of the woods onto the road, and they're on fucking fire, and just fucking trees are coming down all around you and shit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where that fucking bomb came from. I mean, I don't know if it was supposed to be like stashed somewhere by the cult, or if it was supposed to be like, oh, you know, the U.S. fucking government like decided to fucking bomb the area because it become like too dangerous and they'd lost fucking control or what, or it seems a little excessive, but whatever. Or if it was just, you know, or if it was just supposed to be like from some bigger fucking international conflict that fucking, you know, nobody in the county that you're in, they weren't aware that fucking, like, you know, that we were in like a bigger war, because they've been so isolated for so long, you know, with no contact from the outside. I couldn't figure out like where the bomb came from, like at all. Just fucking like, what? What the fuck? It just happened. A bomb went off. That's kind of an important plot point, I think. You know, either I fucking completely missed like a big thread, or I wasn't like paying attention really to fucking like the hint to what fucking, you know, monologue fucking 567 from fucking John Seed or Joe Seed, whatever the fuck his name is. I was just kind of zoning out of it, but just seemed fucking like pretty random and fucking like, maybe, I'm like, oh, maybe they fucking left it like an intentionally fucking ambiguous, like, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, either way, you wind up in a bunker with fucking Joe Seed at the end, and he's, you know, he's saying, oh, it's like, oh, you know, this is the end times he was fucking preaching about, and, you know, all the fucking doomsday preppers were justified, and, you know, you're in the bunker, you're fucking, like, injured, and, you know, it's just, you know, presumably you're gonna be fucking stuck in there, like at the mercy of this fucking guy for like a year, just locked in the bunker, like fucking just you and him. And yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucking grim ending. I mean, almost like a, you know, 70s fucking downer fucking horror movie ending, you know, like a lot of horror movies from the 70s like did that same type of thing of just fucking just like out of nowhere, like here's just some like really fucking dark shit at the end that doesn't entirely make sense, but whatever. I mean, like those didn't fucking make much sense either, but so it's like, you know, I like that, you know what I mean? I like that they fucking did that. I just kind of wish the rest of the story was kind of like that grim, like that tone, you know what I mean? But whatever, you know, again, it's like the story in the game's okay. I just think everything else in the game is fucking more interesting, you know, just, you know, the open world, the fucking, all the sandbox stuff, and, yeah, another weird thing about the ending is fucking, so it's like, yeah, the bomb goes off, the place is fucking destroyed, so it's like, dude, am I like, not gonna be able to fucking go back and, like, you know, go back in the open world, like, in the free roam and just fuck around in there now? Like, is that what it is? Like, am I have to, like, that's what it seemed like. Whereas fucking it's like, oh, am I gonna have to like replay that last mission to fucking do something different to make it so the bomb doesn't go off, or am I gonna have to fucking like reload the save right before fucking, you know, I confront like the last boss, like that type of thing. But yeah, then like even you go back to like the title screen of the game, and that changes too, is that from like before it was like a sunny day in fucking Montana, then it changes to like these smoking, it's just like the town's like completely like in ruins and fucking like smoking and shit. So I'm like, all right, so I'm like, all right, so just hit like continue game. I'm like, all right, again, I'm pretty sure it's just gonna, if I hit continue, it's gonna take me back to like the last mission again or whatever, but nope, it just like pops you into the fucking, just pops you into the fucking map, and you just fucking play, like, no explanation or anything, just fucking like, oh, no, everything's fine, there's no, you know, it's fucking, there's no bomb went off, I guess, anyway, and you're just fucking going around and, you know, like normal, like everything's fine. It doesn't really fucking matter, but I'm not thankful that they did that. I just thought it was fucking like odd, just fucking like no explanation of anything. But it's fucking popped into the open world. They dicked around for a little bit, just cleaning up some of the fucking the side missions. Finding the prepper stashes. Those are pretty cool, trying to find those. I mean, you'll see like a blue diamond on the map, And he just, go there, and it'll, you'll find a note. We'll say, giving you, there'll be a note, and the note will fucking give you hints about, like, all right, like how to access, like, a bunker or like a cave or like whatever. Just, somebody's gonna just have a shit ton of fucking money in it, and fucking some magazines that'll give you like perk points and shit, and it could be something simple like fucking just find a key, then unlock the fucking door, unlock the door and just go in. Or you could be fucking like climbing mountains and using fucking like the grappling hook and using a wingsuit to fucking glide on top of a roof somewhere, or figuring out how to restore power to a generator. Or, they're little puzzles you have to solve to get in there for the most part. And, there's something similar to that in Far Cry 3. I remember I really liked it. It was just fucking, again, you just see like a diamond on your map or whatever, and it's like, all right, how do I get there? And it's just, that was a lot of just like traversal and shit, and like going under tunnels and fucking climbing mountains, and that was pretty cool. So I like how they brought that back. And they're almost like fucking, some of them are almost like miniature fucking versions of, like the tombs in like Tomb Raider or whatever, like, the newer Tomb Raiders, where it's like, well, here's a tomb, and try to figure out this fucking like little puzzle, and you get fucking like some kind of reward. So that's pretty cool. I do like those. I mean, the only missions I don't really like are the ones where they give you a task that'll be like, all right, well, here's your mission is fucking, run over like four deer in a vehicle or something. So it's like, all right, so you want me to just like drive around like aimlessly and just hope I can find, find a deer and fucking nail them, and you know what I mean? Just hit fucking four of them. Those are a little bit like too random. I don't like those. A lot of like the animal like hunting type ones are just fucking like, I don't know. It's like, they have like spots marked out on the map where it's like, this is like the deer territory. This is fucking like whatever, like bear territory and shit like that. But, again, it's just kind of like hit or miss. I mean, you have like bait and shit to throw out, but it's fucking just like, I don't know. I'm not huge on those. It's just, you have to like kill them in certain ways and shit, and just fucking like, I don't know, too random. Or there's collectibles you can find. There's like bobbleheads, lighters, and like vinyl records and shit. You can buy maps or to see where they all are, but, then you have to just fucking like scroll through your fucking the entire like world map and like zoom in, like even like try to find them on there and place a waypoint, and just, and then you're pretty much just like going there and just picking them up. It's just like checklist shit that you have to do. That kind of just seems like filler. I mean, I'd rather be doing like an actual mission, like blowing shit up or solving puzzles, like something like that. I'd rather be doing those than fucking, again, this kind of feels like filler to just fucking put shit on the map. Then I dabbled in the arcade mode, and you can get fucking lost in there. And this is a page of fucking, just when you first launch it, there's like, here's like a page of like favorites, like daily fucking user created levels that they just kind of like picked out. I'm just fucking like, all right, yeah, try these, just like a page of them every day that'll swap. And yeah, I mean, some of them are fucking like nuts. Like somebody recreated PT, and it's just like for the tools they were working with, like the map editor. I mean, that's like designed for mostly like, just like large like outdoor fucking environments and shit. So the fact that somebody fucking took that and just made like this fucking really fucking detailed fucking, just really detailed fucking level of just pretty much like an endless hallway, and just made it like really like this claustrophobic fucking horror game with it. It's just fucking like, dude, they did a fucking incredible job. It's just not too far off from fucking like actual PT. I mean, it's again, the graphics aren't quite as good obviously and shit, but it's fucking pretty close. I mean, it's just for the, for what it is. You're just fucking walking down the same corridor over and over, and it's getting progressively more and more fucked up. And, it's more and more fucked up every time you go through the corridor. And, they made, like, fucking, like, blood trails on the floor, and they put, like, the fucking Eraserhead baby in the sink and shit. And again, it's pretty fucking detailed. Like, it looked fucking legit, and it's fucking really fucking impressive. I can only imagine how much fucking time that took. I mean, not that long, I guess, since the game's only been out for like a fucking week or a week and a half or whatever. But it's fucking, dude, it's fucking like, again, the guy did a fucking good job on that shit. And then they have like a separate playlist too for maps that haven't been played or rated yet. It's just fucking like weird. It's like brand new, like, you know what I mean? It's like these ones like nobody's played yet, so they try to like fucking push those forward a little bit. And yeah, you get bonus points for being brave and trying them, and yeah, I mean, you rank up in arcade mode, and you get like perk points as you rank up that you can use for the campaign too. So, and those maps there, obviously they're fucking like all over the place as far as like quality goes. You know what I mean? But it's just like I do like that. Yeah, I like just fucking like going in, just fucking seeing what fucking people come up with, and you know, whether they're fucking good ideas or bad ideas, or it's fucking, it's like, oh, it's a good idea. The guy just didn't, you know what I mean? It's fucking didn't really have, the chops to fucking like make it like really, really like get in and like flesh out what he had for it. But it's like, yeah, I can see what he had, what he was doing here. It's pretty cool. Or it's fucking just like, yeah, it's a really stupid fucking bad idea. It's just fucking, somebody just threw a bunch of shit together and this sucks. And, yeah, let's be honest. I mean, most of them are fucking bad, but it's at least people are fucking using the map editor, and at least people are fucking, you know, playing the maps and shit. So that's cool. Same with the PvP. It's all fucking like user generated maps, and I played a few matches. I mean, the first map I played was a fucking disaster. It was just this fucking like city street where you're spawning in, and half the enemy teams just kind of like perched up on fucking walls with like sniper rifles and shit. And yeah, they immediately start fucking like shooting the shit out of you. And then that one kind of sucked. But then I played a beach one that was a little more interesting. I mean, they thought you could tell like they thought out like fucking the spawn points. They made those a little bit better, and they had some fucking like choke points on the map and shit. Like, I had a bridge here and shit. This, you have to like cross this to get over, and just fucking, you know, it's like towers and shit. It's like, yeah, again, it's fucking like pretty good. They did a pretty good job on it. Yeah, that was okay. I mean, it's not fucking Call of Duty or anything, but yeah, I mean, if you want to fucking spend some time just like casually fucking around on it, just like an endless supply of fucking these random ass maps, it's fucking not bad. Pretty cool, pretty good time. So, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I like fucking Far Cry 5 quite a bit. So much so, I even wrote a review for it over at gruntfreepress.com. I think it had to be done. I want to say, too, I should note that I wrote it. I wrote a review and I fucking posted it, but I didn't read it. I just like blasted it out like real fucking quick. And then I just fucking like put it up there. And then I fucking like, all right, yeah, cool, that's done. I was fucking tired, go to bed. And then fucking, that was like days ago. And then fucking like last night, I was fucking just real quick fucking open it up and fucking like read it and just like scanning through it. And it's like, oh man, there's a lot of fucking errors on here. Man, I fucking made a lot of fucking typos and shit. But, normally I don't fucking care, but I mean, it's fucking, I might have to touch it up just a little bit so it's fucking like readable, because it's fucking like, oh man, it's fucking pretty bad. But, yeah, I mean, again, there's too much I like about fucking Far Cry 5. It's fucking, it's like, yeah, I probably should fucking write a review. But, yeah, so, I don't know. Good on Ubisoft for fucking essentially doing what they've been doing for a while. It's making fucking good games and making them fucking fairly consistently. I mean, that's not too much to ask, right? I mean, you might even say that's their job. My job is to write reviews, not really, but you get it. I mean, you can check them out at check that one out, fucking gruntfreepress.com. Again, a few typos there, but if it's not up to your fucking snooty fucking standards, I mean, again, it's not really my fucking job, you fucking faggots. I'm having a nervous breakdown, a mental shakedown. See my hands have a shiver, see my knees have a quiver, my whole body's in a jitter. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
a physical check. I've come to the conclusion you're a total wreck. Come on, have another nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. See my hands have a shiver. See my knees have a quiver. My body's in a jitter. I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm having a nervous breakdown. A mental shakedown. I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm having a nervous breakdown. A nervous breakdown.
You know, I love fucking Dunkin' Donuts. I just drink their coffee. I think I've drank their coffee every day for like 20 fucking something years. Every day, just like constantly have fucking Dunkin' Donuts coffee. 99% of the time, it's fine. You know, it ranges from like, really good fucking, I drink it black so I can really, really tell like the quality of the coffee. And it's not like, most of the time it's like, this is fine, it's fucking great, fucking middle of the road fucking coffee. It's good. 99% of the time you get that range from like good, sometimes it's like fucking like better or worse, but it is usually okay. Then every now and then you just get fucking a coffee, just tastes like fucking vomit, like it just tastes awful. And this is one of those fucking nights where it's just fucking, just like, as soon as I fucking take a sip, it's just immediate, just, oh, the fuck, it's all fucking like acidic and shit down my throat. Just it tastes like vomit, like pretty much disgusting. Yeah, I keep fucking drinking it though anyway, because why not? I don't know. I think I have like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what that is, but I think I have a fresh fucking different batch of coffees, like fucking I could grab from the fucking fridge, but I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Fucking drink it. So whose fault is that? You tell me. I don't know. But that's pretty gross. But yeah, I'm just going to keep drinking it though. So yeah, I want to do something I hate to do. I mean, I rarely do this, but I think it's necessary right now. I want to make an apology. I mean, over the years, I made some remarks that could be interpreted as racist or sexist or offensive in one way or another. And I stand by those 100%, and I'm not apologizing for that. I'm not going back on those. If anything, I'm gonna get worse about that. But I do feel the need to apologize for. In all seriousness, now, I think I'm getting a little bit too harsh on someone who didn't deserve like the full fucking unhinged fucking rage that I gave her. I'm being like serious now. You know, about a month ago or so, I mean, I went on a tirade about fucking the Video Game Outsiders podcast, and they deleted my comments off their site. They deleted all the comments off the site, like, period, that were there. But, no, it just seemed to me the reason they did it was because I was going fucking back and forth, like, getting into, not really an argument, just fucking, like, stupid little thing with fucking Michelle Madison, one of the hosts on there. It just seemed like she didn't want to fucking, like, deal with it, so she's fucking just, I'm just going to delete all the fucking comments. And, you know, again, they deleted all the fucking comments off of there. That's how I interpreted it. I mean, that's how it fucking came off to me. I mean, it didn't seem to be any fucking reason, you know. So yeah, I mean, I got fucking pissed. Like I was fucking pissed. Like honestly, that's like one of the few times on this show that I've genuinely been fucking, like, really fucking angry about something, like, as I was recording. I've got fucking pissed off about stuff before, but then, like, by the time I fucking recorded it, I've just, like, explained, like, why I was pissed. But fucking, like, recording that, I mean, there's just fucking, yeah, I mean, there's just, I was really fucking pissed off. Like there was a fucking, like, stone in the fucking pit of my fucking stomach, and I was, you know, I was gritting my teeth, like almost when I was fucking recording that. Like, I was fucking, like, legitimately fucking mad. I think one of the first things I wrote on fucking my website, like the mission statement or whatever, was fucking, it's just like, man, I can't fucking stand, like, being censored, having fucking comments deleted and shit. It's like, fucking snap. So yeah, I did. Now I did fucking, you know, censorship. Not a fan. I mean, I, like, really get fucking pissed off about that shit. So I'm not going to go over the whole fucking thing again, but. I unsubscribed from fucking their podcast. I just kind of, like, took the website off my fucking bookmarks. Basically, I'm just like, dude, fuck you. Like, fuck them, right? I mean, the only fucking problem with that was, you know, the website was stored in my phone as, like, whatever, like, one of, like, their frequently fucking visited fucking things, you know? Because, I'd fucking go on there, like, every fucking day or so, just fucking just check, like, fucking whatever, check the comments, like, check shit like that. And it's just fucking, so on my phone, it was on there. So, it would, you know, that would be in, like, the drop-down menu, like, the autocomplete. Whenever I tried going, anywhere else, like, to another site or whatever, when you just start, like, typing in a site, like, that would pop up there, like, videogameoutsiders.com or whatever. So even after, like, fucking, again, even after, like, 3 weeks or, like, a month of not fucking clicking on it, really, it was like, still there. So it's fucking, if you ever try to fucking delete a site from your phone's fucking autocomplete like that, you like, there's no way to do it, really. You'd have to fucking, like, completely delete, like, everything. Like, you know, I wasn't gonna do that. So we just have to wait until something else fucking overrides it, and that's the only way to get rid of it. So yeah, I mean, again, after like a couple of weeks of like, after that shit happened, I'm like kind of like cooling off. Like I click on that site, like, again, yeah, it was there, fucking the autocomplete, just to see, like, you know, if I was fucking, like, bored at work, just fucking, like, again, I wasn't fucking listening to the fucking show at all. But I would just fucking look at, like, all right, well, what are they talking about? Like, something to make me fucking, like, you know, not fucking, like, all right, something just at least let me, like, fucking relax a little bit. Like, something to make me, like, not completely fucking, just have, like, complete fucking, like, venom and, like, hatred for me. I'd listened to that fucking show for, like, 5 years. Again, I consider myself a fan and shit, and fucking, you know, it just seemed like kind of like a shitty way to leave that. I was just like, whatever, you know, it was fucking, like, just so fucking pissed off, you know what I mean? But yeah, then fucking 1 week on there, I see they have a tweet, like, you know, on the site. They have fucking, like, little like, box or whatever, like, oh, here's, like, some tweets or whatever. So you know, I see a tweet from fucking that Michelle made on the feed there, and one of the, like, little pop-up box, something about, like, her going after gaming journalists for being gay. So I'm like, you know, that's fucking, like, I'm like, that's something I can get behind, you know what I mean? Again, it's fucking, like, all right, that's pretty cool. So I'm still kind of just, like, pissed off again, but I'm just like, you know, I'm just, like, starting to get over it. It's been a little bit, and I'm just fucking like, all right, well, that's all right. So I'm like, fucking, like, all right, see what's going on there. So I click on that to fucking, expand like the thread, the conversation, like whatever. I don't use fucking like Twitter, like normally ever, but it's fucking just, you know, again, it's just kind of hard to avoid now, or it's half of everything, half the internet's like, oh, look at this tweet, look at that tweet, oh, there's some fucking, again, fucking, oh, here's a highlighted tweet from somebody. So I'm like, fucking, like, all right, I'll just click on that, expand it. And I see, like, the fucking, the follow-up comments that she has there. It's fucking just, again, yeah, she's making fun of, like, Polygon, I think, like, one of those sites for fucking, it's like, oh, yeah, all those guys are fucking moderating all their comments and, like, deleting anything negative that they don't fucking like and shit. So I read that and I'm just like, dude, like, again, I was fucking just, no, dude, I can't let that shit slide. Like, you know, you're not getting fucking away with that shit. Like, fucking making fun of them for fucking, like, deleting their fucking comments that they don't fucking agree with. So yeah, I mean, I fucking log into fucking Twitter for, like, I don't know, like, the third time in my life. just to call her a fucking hypocrite. I think that's pretty much all I wrote. Just fucking, it's like, all right, you fucking hypocrite. Like, fucking, you delete all your shit. And yeah, I mean, I was fully expecting to be fucking blocked or whatever, just fucking no response probably, and then I'd be fucking, like, blocked by her or whatever, and, like, that'd pretty much be the end of it, again, just because, again, yeah, I mean, I figured the, you know, the whole reason they fucking deleted all the fucking comments on the site there was because they couldn't handle any kind of, like, conflict or anything that's not fucking, you know, just people, like, fucking kissing their ass, so... So I'm like, that's probably what's going to happen there. You know what I mean? It's fucking, then again, that'll be the end of it. And it's fucking whatever. That's it. But yeah, I mean, surprisingly, she didn't fucking block me. I mean, she starts fucking responding, like, and we were going fucking, like, back and forth and shit. And it was, yeah, I was getting pretty fucking, like, heated and shit. And then it's fucking like, all right, dude, again, because fuck Twitter. It's fucking ridiculous to have a conversation on Twitter. So, yeah, I mean, we ended up fucking sending a few fucking emails back and forth. Or just, you know, it's fairly fucking long. not entirely fucking pleasant emails either, but hey, that's okay. Like, whatever, man. It's fucking, it is what it is. But, yeah, I'm not going to fucking, like, go over them in fucking, like, detail or whatever, but... I mean, I was just more or less fucking reiterating, like, what I said on the podcast, and she was explaining, like, she was saying, like, I was like, they just didn't want comments on the site, like, period, and they were fucking, yeah, just going through that exchange there, like, hearing, it's like, fucking, it's like, maybe I fucking overreacted a bit. I mean, I'm not going to apologize for being fucking, getting pissed off, because, I mean, it did fucking piss me off, you know what I mean, but, So yeah, it's just like, you know, some of the other stuff that I was criticizing them for, and again, I was telling them, like, straight up in the fucking email, like, the same shit I was fucking pretty much saying in the podcast, you know, like how they fucking monetize their show and how they advertise, and you know, this, some of the stuff they cover, some of the stuff they fucking charge for, and it's like, yeah, you know, I guess that's fucking, like, that's really none of my business, you know what I mean? I shouldn't have fucking, like, gone after them for that, really, like, even if I still think, I'm like, yeah, some of that shit's pretty fucking shitty still. I think I'm still right on that point, but, again, it's their fucking show, you know what I mean? Like I have my own show, and we're really doing fucking completely different things. I mean, I think they're fucking normal people, for one. I mean, they're fucking normal fucking people. I think they're going for an audience of some kind, you know, I mean, they're kind of just more like mainstream, like, pop culture, and I'm fucking whatever the fuck I am, whatever I'm doing, but, it's just, you know, again, it's like some of the shit I'm like, dude, I just, like, really don't like some of the way that they're handling some of the shit that they're fucking, like, sectioning off and, like, charging for, but it's more like a difference in fucking philosophy and style, I guess, plus, you know, they have fucking, again, they're more like pop culture, you know what I mean? They have fucking, like, marketable skills, I guess, which I know fucking nothing about, but yeah, it's, I have to give fucking respect where it's earned, you know what I mean? Like, she just could have fucking blocked me, or fucking ignored me, or just, like, fucking pretended, like, I have no idea what you're talking about, just fucking pretended, like, nothing ever happened, but I mean, she fucking owned it, and we had an actual fucking dialogue. Again, we don't see fucking eye to eye on everything, which is fine. And, you know, I don't think we're, you know, again, it's still like fucking, like, talking to her. It's like, we're kind of not even, like, entirely speaking the same fucking language. But I mean, like the bottom line is, you know, I don't think they're the fucking, like, the enemy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fucking leave that impression. And yeah, I definitely don't want to fucking mischaracterize somebody, you know. That's not what I'm about at all. I think I called her a fucking pussy, among other things. But she's fucking, no, she's definitely not a fucking, like, pussy, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have to fucking respect that. Like, I don't want to be like, ah, she's just fucking, again, she's not gonna, she didn't fucking block and whatever, ignore or whatever. She actually, you know, owned up to it and shit and gave her a side. So, Michelle Madison, I mean, you're all right in my book. And John, I guess, too, whatever. I mean, you guys are fine. Carry on. I mean, carry on without my fucking feedback for the most part. Cause I'm not going to fucking use Twitter to make fucking comments, and I'm not going to go out of my way to fucking email them shit unless it's something like pressing, but whatever, that's fine. You know, I have my own shit to do, whatever. They're doing their thing. I don't think I'm their fucking target audience, you know? But I mean, really, I think that the problem was me attempting to be part of any kind of like community, period. I mean, that's not really something I'm made for. It usually ends like that. So something similar fucking every time, of just fucking me being pissed off and flipping out. So, I fucking resubscribed to the show. It's like, all right, I'll just fucking listen to the fucking show. Like, whatever. It's something I've done for fucking a while and shit. Again, it's pretty entertaining anyway. But yeah, it's just gonna be more of a fucking, it's like, I'll listen when I have time type of thing, and not like, oh, I'm gonna listen like fucking as soon as I can and fucking like try to participate and like do that. It's just, you know, why bother, you know? But I'm sure they'll survive. You know, even though they will be missing out on my hot takes on the latest new releases, like Darksiders, not even the remake of Darksiders, the vanilla, like, original version of Darksiders. I was fucking just scrolling through my fucking Steam library, looking for something new to play. I mean, I'm still have a bunch of games I'm kind of, like, halfway through, like, fucking, like, Shadowrun and shit, but, yeah, I'll still fuck around with Far Cry every now and then, and dick around with that if I feel like it. But I mean, that's fucking, just add Far Cry to the list of fucking 50 other games that I've said I'd fucking, it's like, oh, I'll keep playing these, and rarely do. And by something new to play, I mean, I have played through fucking Darksiders before when it first came out on fucking Xbox 360, but I mean, I could barely fucking remember what I did fucking 5 minutes ago, so it's fucking, game's more or less new to me, you know. It's just ripe for a replay, so they say. You know, I don't think anybody says that, but you know what I mean. So yeah, I'm playing it on a PC, and yeah, the game still looks pretty good. I mean, it fucking plays great. I'm playing with a fucking controller, it's no problem setting it up, like nothing, just fucking just run it, and it's fucking fine, which is always good. and I was eyeing the fucking, the remaster. I was like, fucking, should I just buy the remaster of this shit? But, it was like $30, I think, for like, we get like one and two for like $30 for the remaster of it. But I'm like, yeah, I already have the fucking originals, like, you know, one and two anyway. So I'm just like, yeah, play those. It's fucking good enough for me. Because the graphics, you know, the graphic style of fucking Darksiders is like super deformed and like stylized and shit. And it's with that Joe Wadera, Joey Mad, with his artwork, it still looks fucking great. Like, you know, it's a lot easier to look at, I think, than even say like, God of War 3, even the remaster of that, like the God of War 3 remastered, which I was playing, and, when they were going for like realism and that, like that was fucking like, you know, state of the art for its time anyway. Just fucking like, just try to get it as fucking detailed as possible. And yeah, when I was playing that, it's like, dude, this looks kind of like dated. Like, meanwhile, like Darksiders is fucking, that looks good. Like, it looks fucking unique. It's fucking metal as fuck. Still, you know, it's just like, the textures are a little bit blurry and shit, but that's about it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, and I'm sure there's like mods and settings and shit you could fucking throw in there to make it look better. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's like, oh, you can fucking like make it like whatever, like, oh, you 21:9 widescreen if you want by doing this and fucking going in, copy and paste this code in the fucking the launcher and whatever. unlock like fucking higher resolution, blah blah blah. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's shit you can do to make it like look better than it usually is, but it's just like, yeah, whatever. Again, it's fine. It's fucking runs fucking perfectly fine. I'm not gonna fuck with that shit. Or you can just fucking do the remaster, I guess. But it's fucking just like as it is. I'm just playing. I'm like, this looks fine. I'm fine with this. So yeah. Speaking of God of War, I mean, I was thinking, I'm like, again, I was thinking of something else to play, just besides Far Cry, you know. Yeah, but I was thinking, like, I should keep playing 3, but, I don't know what it is about those fucking games, but, the God of War games, but if I stop playing them for, like, a couple days, or I play something else, I kind of, like, completely forget about them. I just, like, lose interest in them completely and just forget they exist. So yeah, I mean, that kind of adds the apprehension I have about the new one there, the new God of War being this fucking, it's like, oh, you know, this unending fucking linear, like, one-shot thing, just completely, like, one take, and it's like, yeah, cool, I'm not going to play it in one take, and when I stop playing, and it's like, think about going back, I'm just going to be, like, in the middle of some shit, so, I don't know, stop playing, then you'll be fucking all lost and shit when you pick it back up, you know, it's like, I don't know, rather than fucking, like, something that's more, like, broken up, you know, you just be like, oh, well, I want to see what happens next, I can just jump in and fucking go, but I don't know, whatever. But yeah, Darksiders is actually, it's a lot like God of War, or fucking Devil May Cry, or Bayonetta, or yeah, any, like, third person, like, character action game. Almost like a fucking, like, 3D beat 'em up. You know, you just have waves of dudes you fucking beat the shit out of, and you know, then you hit some, like, arenas and fucking boss fights and shit. But yeah, I mean, Darksiders is pretty deep though with the combo system they have. Those other games are fucking. People say like, you like fucking like, oh, Devil May Cry, I love this. So the combo system so deep, or whatever. Bayonetta 2, people say that, I guess. But generally with fucking those games, I usually just get away with fucking, say, I just keep doing the same shit over and over again. Like fucking, you know, a couple like decent size fucking, you know, decently fucking few hit combos I'll fucking memorize and shit, but it's like 90% of the time it's just basically fucking just button mashing with them for me. But yeah, there's something about the Darksiders fucking combat system though. It feels really fucking, it's just like freeform, you know, like it's not as fucking just like, oh, you have to memorize the string, you know, it's like, you know, you're not fucking perfectly timing these like 20 button long fucking input strings you have to do to fucking pull off some combo. It's just, you know, it's more like fucking, you know, different directions on the fucking, the movement stick plus a face button, and fucking, it's like, some shoulder, hold a shoulder button or something to do like a specific move. And it's just, you know, you'll learn those, and it's all kind of like confusing at first and shit. They kind of like gradually fucking introduce different things. So like by the time you're like a couple hours in, you're like, holy shit, there's fucking a lot I can do. And just, yeah, you really fucking go into town on the controller. You know, you just fucking, it's like, I fucking just, you know, all your hands are all over the fucking place, like playing it. But, yeah, but once it clicks, like, everything fucking makes sense. You're fucking launching people in the fucking air, doing spins and flips and shit, and, like, throwing cars at them, and just, you know, just doing, like, crazy shit, and it just fucking all feels like, all right, cool, like, you know, you understand, like, once you understand the system, you know, it's fucking really, really good. Yeah, it feels fucking really good to play. There's a ton of shit going on there, like, again, like control-wise, you know, you have all these fucking items you can fucking use, and lock on to people, and fucking, you know, throw in fucking shit, and I think that's my one gripe I have with it, is when you aim, you have, like, you know, you can pick up, like, cars and shit, and throw them and shit. You have, like, a glaive you throw, like, almost like a boomerang. And yeah, to aim, you have to click in the right stick to do like a zoomed in, like it's almost like a first person perspective view, where we can just like manually fucking move like a reticle. And yeah, you can fucking like lock on to people like that too, like lock on targets, and that feels a little bit clunky. Like I don't know exactly what it is. Like either the cursor moves too slow maybe, or just, it just sucks having to click in the fucking right stick to do that, to like, do that zoom view. Yeah, nobody, that used to be like a big thing, I remember back in the day, where it's fucking, I click the right stick to fucking like scope, you know what I mean, to like pull up your scope, or like zoom in or something like that. But nobody does that anymore for a reason. It just doesn't feel very good clicking in and out of that. Other than that, it's fucking just like, you know, deep fucking complicated controls that fucking make sense. You know what I mean? So you're collecting souls to buy upgrades and moves and shit. Again, it's just like collecting like the orbs in God of War and shit. And as you progress, you get more weapons and tools, and you're using them to unlock like new parts of the map. It's more or less like open world or like connected hubs anyway, like a Metroidvania game. And yeah, I mean, a lot of the areas that you're in, it's almost like a series of like puzzles or like a fucking like Zelda dungeon that you're going through, which is fucking strange. I mean, coming off of fucking, you know, the last Zelda game that I played was fucking Breath of the Wild, which barely had any dungeons. There was fucking these little tiny little fucking like bite-sized ones, really simple. And then fucking like Darksiders, that like they're dungeons. We'll call them fucking dungeons. That's pretty much what they are. It's just like, dude, holy shit! Like, it's just like, dude, these things are fucking like huge. So there's fucking very very little fucking hand holding. Like they expect you to figure everything out on your own. And so yeah, they'll introduce like concepts like, hey, there's some fucking like weird like fucking bomb flower thing there. Like, you don't know what the fuck it is. It's like, all right. So it's like, no, again, it's not like there's a fucking arrow pointing over it. Like, hey, pick this up. It's just fucking like, hey, there's something just here. You know, a fucking like strange looking thing. I'll go up to it and fucking grab it and. You know, it's like, all right, so it's a bomb and shit, and you fucking throw it, and it's like, all right, so you throw it, it fucking explodes and shit, and then it's like, all right, well, then it also, like, sticks to walls, so it's fucking, it's like, all right, I see something I have to fucking blow up over here, but the fucking, you know, the explosion's not going to reach over there, so you have to fucking just kind of sit there fucking around with it. It's just fucking, hey, well, what can I do with these fucking bombs? And you just kind of, like, slap a string of bombs up on the wall and just fucking make, like, a line and, leading up to like the fucking the crack in the wall or whatever, and it's just, and then it's like, all right, cool, then fuck, it's like, all right, cool, I created like, you know, you create like a fucking chain reaction of fucking bombs going off, and it's like, dude, that's fucking awesome. You know, you feel pretty fucking good about yourself figuring it out. And you know, there wasn't like a fucking dialogue pop up like giving you hints or anything like that. There's no fucking like annoying like Navi type fucking character just fucking flat out like telling you what to do. It's fucking just like, oh cool, there's a fucking problem here, I just fucking figured out what to do. It's fucking awesome, you know. Same with like the dungeons themselves. Like, you know, even like the first one that you go into is fucking just massive fucking open multi-tiered like interconnected maze. You're fucking, you know, solving a puzzle in one room, you're fucking doubling back, like branching off, like using keys you found like three rooms away and going back, and you're committing most of the layout of it to memory, and you know, the fact that you can do that and it just fucking just like makes sense in your fucking like head and shit. You know, you're not, you know, I'm not getting fucking like caught up or like stuck or like hitting any dead ends too often. Just, the game's fucking designed like very, very well, you know. It's I mean, there's a map there you can open and check and shit, but I haven't really been using it. Like, you know, all the fucking, the rooms look different, and there's fucking, you know, a nice fucking flow to all of it, you know. It's just fucking, like, everything's just like, all right, now this makes sense of how it fucking connects and all that shit, and, you know, it's using fucking memory fucking muscles I haven't used in a fucking long ass time, you know what I mean. It's fucking just like, oh, it's pretty old school fucking, again, just kind of like Zelda fucking design. Haven't used those muscles almost as long as I haven't used my penis muscles, but at least one of them still works, at least. It's a good fucking game. I mean, I killed the fucking the first major boss there. You know, you're constantly getting, like, new, again, just, you know, constantly getting fucking new items and shit. This adds on to what you can do, and just, I remember getting a fucking, like, horse and a fucking, like, portal gun and shit, and just, you know, some kind of, like, hookshot, or, it could be, like, confusing the first game with the second one with Darksiders 2, which I also fucking recall being very good, but I think, if I remember right, I think fucking, like, yeah, I think Darksiders 2, like, went kind of crazy with, like, the, like, Diablo-style loot. It was fucking, you know, you're just getting, like, fucking all this loot you're collecting and shit, but, I mean, I'm not too big of a fan of that, but, hey, whatever. I mean, and maybe we'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to 1 and 2 before Darksiders 3 comes out, whenever that is. I don't even fucking know. Some point it's supposed to come out. But yeah, I mean, yeah, so fucking, you know, playing that, fucking, I really like it. Fucking, I mean, again, I'm glad I fucking started playing it. Just like, I don't even think I fucking like loved Darksiders when I first played it. I think it was just fucking like, oh, it's pretty cool, and then like didn't really think too much of it, but, or I just fucking like ran through it real quick and like that was it. But going back, it's like, no, this holds up. It's pretty fucking good. That's about it, I guess. I mean, that's about all I got. For more half-remembered, half-assed fucking ramblings of games I played fucking years ago, go to gruntfreepress.com. You can email your own fucking signs of early-onset dementia to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide, and beware of the bear.
Watch your script, watch your mother. Fuck the bitch, legalize murder.